happy Monday.
I never thought I'd be happy about a Monday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
It's where fun meets awesome.
Well, I guess it all depends on what your definition of fun is.
I like to have fun.
We like to have fun.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Right this way to the fun zone.
That sounds fun.
Hey, who's ready to have some fun?
It's showtime.
Happy Monday. Good morning, KC. It is Rocket and Teresa. Listen, it's going to be warm today. High of almost 80. And I had this feeling by watching social media all weekend long. A lot of kids were graduating from high school and college.
Yes, it was a great weekend. And a lot of us are all sunburned.
You are extremely sunburned,
yes,
honey.
Yes, it was super fun getting to watch my youngest son, Christian, graduate on the football field. My oldest, it was in the high school gym. So this was a first for me. You know, it's like you see in the movies where they're all on the football field. It was really cool, except we didn't think about the fact that we would be sitting in very uncomfortable football stands for almost 2 hours with the sun beating down on our bodies. I'm sunburned on my head where my hair parts, and it is bright red. It's going to start peeling. That's going to be really attractive when that happens.
Here's the deal. You know, I've known Teresa. We've known each other for most of our lives. And the thing is, Teresa and the sun do not do well together at all.
I don't sweat. I just swell and I get really dehydrated and my feet are bright red like Fred Flintstone. It was a really awesome weekend.
You know, watching it, it's almost like having family over for the holidays. Because it's like the house is crowded, kids are running around, kids are coming in for visiting, grandparents are in town. It's like parents must be exhausted today.
It was a really amazing weekend. We had a grad party yesterday, but I am really, like, I had a horrible headache this morning that I can tell is from the sun. That's how I feel, like, if I'm sunburned and I've been out at the, you know, by the pool too long. I was going to take off today, but, someone else on the show did.
You know, it reminds me of, like I said, every time we've done outdoor venues, like, I can't be out in the sun very much anyway, because of medication. You really, when she said this, in case you missed it, she does not sweat.
It's the
weirdest thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
For an example, yesterday, it was a backyard party, so I was outside. I had, the whole thing was from like 2 to 5. I had 4 bottles of water, did not pee one time.
Wow.
That's my body. My body's just soaking it up.
But overall, how did Christian do?
It was great. It was a really great weekend. You know, that kid, we were questioning. We're like, is he going to make it to the end?
You were saying that all the way to the last day of school.
Yep. So, no, he did. It was great. And there were even some of his teachers that came by yesterday. It was a nice weekend. I'll tell you what, I feel bad for the kids because they are all such good kids. They want to really try their hardest to get to all of their friends' parties.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're graduating and then all of your friends are graduating, it's impossible. And those poor things, I think Friday he went to like 8 parties. Saturday after graduation, he went to 9 parties. Yesterday after his own party, he tried to go to like 4 or 5. I mean, they are so sweet. Some of them came to his party yesterday, Rocket, and it was literally like, hi, congratulations, hug. Okay, bye.
Just to say that they made it to the party.
Yeah, because they wanted to just make it, but they have to go to so many places.
Now, the one question, and I'm going to ask you out there too, Kansas City, if your kids graduated, and it's okay. We're always going to do, you know, why you love your life, but I want to know, did you cry? Did parents cry? Because that's a passion of like, oh my God, I'm so happy. I love my kids so much.
I did not.
I am shocked.
Everyone around me was shocked. I'm shocked as well. Okay, so we're sitting in the stands and my son, Chase, hits me on the back of the head. He goes, look. And I looked over and you could see them walking from the school. And I'm going to cry now. At that moment, I got a little bit emotional. And then when they started to play the graduation march, I got emotional. But then they walk through the whole line of their teachers and shake everyone's hand. It's super cool, but it takes like 30 minutes. So like the emotion drains. I'm like, all right, I'm sitting here. And then I got so hot and was miserable that I didn't cry. So I was okay.
You can't sweat. How the hell are you going to cry?
Yeah, the whole time I'm like, I think I'm literally burning from the inside out. So I didn't cry, but it was a great ceremony. The speakers, those kids, when the kids they picked to speak, their speeches were great. They did a really good job. I was proud of all
of them.
They're
wise beyond their years. I mean, it's amazing these kids nowadays.
Can I tell you something that I'm really impressed by though? I didn't realize this. On the first day of their freshman year, I guess they do a thing where all the teachers line up and they make all the freshmen go through the line and they do shake everyone's hand and they introduce themselves and they're like, welcome to DeSoto High School, which I think is super cool. But I didn't know that. So that makes the end where the final thing they do is walk through all of the teachers again and shake their hands. See, now I'm going to cry. I thought that was so special.
There's the emotion I want to know.
It's been sucked up in my body all weekend.
That's awesome. So parents, we're going to take your calls a bit later on, or all morning long, or text in 816-476-7093. I went into my daughter's graduation thinking I'm fine. No, You cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's take our first break, let you wipe your tears away, and we'll come back with our first look at Tabloid.
Yeah, we have a new American Idol winner, and the Foo Fighters confirm their new drummer.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Monday. I know the kids are out of school. Now you're going to see that your grocery bill is going to go up. Don't forget, right at 7 a.m., Teresa and I are going to give you a key that could unlock this refrigerator from Hy-Vee full of groceries. So you will be set for the entire summer.
Yep, she's spilling all the tea about who's watching who, who's suing who, and who's doing who in Hollywood. Teresa's Tabloid Trash.
Well, after a three-hour American Idol finale last night, we have a new Season 21 winner.
The winner of American Idol 2023 is Ian Tongue.
Have you watched this kid, Rocket? He's only 18 years old. He was a high school student when he auditioned from Hawaii.
I watched it this morning on ABC This Morning with our friend Rhiannon, and it's like, I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe I'm just an idiot. I have not watched this show in forever.
Oh, I don't watch it. I'm not into it at all. But this particular contestant, he has just gone viral because he just has a beautiful voice. You know, he doesn't look like what you would think would be in a typical future pop star. Yeah, his dad died before he was able to audition. He played with his dad's guitar. Like, his story has just gone viral, and he's kind of captured the hearts of America. And I am not surprised that he won at all. And I think he's going to do really big things. If you're into all of these contestants or these, voice contest shows still, The Voice on NBC, it's part one of tomorrow's live finale tonight. You can see that starting at 7. The Foo Fighters, they've announced their new drummer to take over for the late Taylor Hawkins, who sadly passed away in 2022. So Josh Freese, he's 50 years old. He's a music veteran. He's been playing professionally since he was 12. He's been in the Vandals since 1989. He's performed with Devo and Guns N' Roses and Nine Inch Nails, The Replacements, Sting, Weezer, The Offspring. I mean, he's got a long resume.
Yeah.
He's really known for being like a big studio session musician who has played. I guess if you're a studio musician, that means you're probably on the album, right?
You're on the album, yeah.
Yeah, like he's played with Paramore. The Foo Fighters did do a fun video. It was a live stream where they tried to trick you. Like, they had Tommy Lee knock on the door and come in with Chinese food. You're like, you know, you keep thinking, oh, is it going to be a famous replacement? They had the drummer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers walk in the door. They kept trying to trick you, and then they announced who it actually was. It is now the 21st day of the Writers Guild of America strike. Jay-Z, Beyonce making history, this time for buying a new $200 million house in Malibu. It is the most expensive home sale in California history, the second most expensive home sale in U.S. history, and according to TMZ, they actually got a deal. They got it for $100 million under the asking price.
It just looked like a big office building. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just all cement. And it was.
It's property. It's all about property when you're out in California. And the latest installment of the Fast and Furious franchise is this week's top movie. No surprise. Fast 10 earned $67.5 million in its first weekend of release.
I didn't go because you told me not to.
Well, because you're sick.
I know. And you were like, I even asked you before.
This would be you in the theater.
I said, Kennedy, so I'm talking to Teresa on Friday. I go, Teresa, I'm thinking about, I didn't even finish my sentence. I'm like, no.
Vin Diesel's up there in the most intense movie. It's all about family. That's your tabloid trash.
It's Rocket and Teresa.
You guys crack me up.
You guys are awesome.
On Mix 93.3.
Okay, so we're about to perform Rocket and Teresa Theater. Little nervous here because someone was excited to get out of the radio business for a few days and take some time off.
And much deserved time off, yes.
Absolutely. So we have a script here, and what are we playing for today?
This is huge. It's for tickets for Tacos and Tequila. If you're not familiar with this big festival, it's coming up on June 17th. It's at Legends Field. I'm talking Flo Rida, Lil Jon, Ja Rule, Fat Joe. It is going to be a day.
Everybody is talking about this show.
Yes.
All right, so we have a scene that Tara left us.
And she gave you all the best lines.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not mad about it.
I'm looking at it. Because
good luck.
We're looking it over this morning because you go, hey, good luck with that. All right, lights, camera, action. Terry, wait. Hold on a second, babe. You're not going for good, are you?
You're going nowhere and taking me with you. All you ever talk about is being a pro hockey player, but you're not any good.
I'm good. You know what? You're a lousy kindergarten teacher. I saw the finger paintings you bring home. They suck. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. They're excellent finger paintings. Please don't go.
I'm not spending the rest of my life with a loser. I'm gone.
Good. Get the hell out of my life. Who needs you? Beat it. Babe, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I just yell because I get so scared. Scared of being a nobody. Why don't you come back upstairs, honey? I'll give you the old smoochy, smoo kissy, wissy. You know, happy. We'll do anything, but we'll make everything okay. I want to kiss you all over and over again. I want to kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. Cut. I'm about to pass out. Okay.
That was amazing. Okay. Maybe Tara actually knows what she's doing after all.
She knows I'm crazy. It's probably what it is. All right, let's go to this line right here. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Oh, lost you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Courtney.
How was your weekend?
It was great.
How was your day so far with that great acting? Do you know the name of the movie?
I do. It's Happy Gilmore.
Good job. Was it one of those where you're like, I think I know, but I'm not sure. But oh my gosh, Rocket, you're the best actor on the face of the planet. Now I know what it is.
It was amazing acting. It was great.
Well, Courtney, you get a pair of tickets to Tacos and Tequila. It's coming up on June 17th at Legends Field. It is Flo Rida, Lil Jon, Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Montel Jordan, Mike Jones, Paul Wall. Plus, it's going to be an experience. We're
That's
talking
thing,
tacos,
yeah.
chefs, margaritas, everything. And guess what? I'm not done. You are also a... Let me choke on my spit. You are also a finalist to win the grand prize of two VIP tickets, which would make it even extra cooler.
Amazing.
Yeah. Who's going to go with you?
I'll probably bring my sister. We're from that genre. So
oh, my gosh, yeah.
Girls' Day. Woo-hoo.
And you're running into so many friends you know there. Everybody I know is going to be at this show, including you. So I'm going to put you on hold real fast, and then we'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you for listening. All right, Teresa, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and find out what's trending.
Yeah, if you've ever bought a candle at Target, listen up, because you could start a fire. I'm going to say that's everyone in the world needs to listen up, because we've all bought candles at Target.
So it's the Monday after graduation. And as you know, every Monday we talk about why we love our lives. And we want to get you to call in and just be honest with us. Did you have that moment where you cried when your son or daughter walked across that stage, whether it be from high school, whether it be, I saw a couple of like people graduating preschool.
Uh-huh.
And that is the cute. And they wear the
or
cap
kindergarten
and gowns.
Graduation.
Yes, it's so cute.
Yep.
And then we're talking about Teresa, because finally, first of all, Teresa came in. What a trooper. I'm glad you're here. Teresa and the son, Casey, they do not, and I repeat this so many times, they do not get along at all.
I feel hungover today, but I have not had an ounce to drink. It is from sun and heat and dehydration. Yeah.
And you were out there for how many hours, you said?
You know what? I think it actually was only about 2 hours, but it felt like forever. We were sitting in the bleachers, and then we had a really fun party yesterday, but it was outside in the sun. Mm-hmm. Like, my husband goes, oh, your feet are sunburned. I said, nope, I'm just retaining water. They're red.
And you know what I noticed today? Well, you pointed it out, and then I noticed it, because I love the fact that you don't wear makeup. You really don't have to. You're very beautiful.
Thanks, Roger, medical spa.
And so you pointed out your little scalp got burned.
I got burned on where my hair parts,
yes.
on the top of my head. And you know what? When that starts to peel, that's going to be really attractive. Nothing sexier than pieces of skin flaking out of your hair.
But I asked Teresa first thing earlier this morning, Casey, and I'm like, Teresa, be honest, honey. Did you cry? And you didn't.
Mm-mm, I didn't. I don't know if it was because this kid, we had to work a little harder to get him across that finish line. He was sort of a little more stressful than my first one. I don't know, but I was just ready for it. And I started to tear up a little when they played the graduation march. And then it just took so long for them to get where they needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're kind of like in the middle of the alphabet. I don't know. It just, I didn't cry. I think I was uncomfortable. I was sitting in the bleachers, and you know how you can't sit straight because there's someone in front of you. So you kind of have to sit sideways so your knees don't poke them in the back. Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Then you started telling the story. You started crying this morning.
I did this morning.
Instead of during the graduation.
Yeah, it was like a release. It's been sucked up in my body. It's because of all the dehydration. My body was like, you're in the sun and you're going to die. So we're going to keep the tears inside for a while.
So when we take your calls, we'll take your text now. Just tell us why you love your life. At what point in the graduation did you tear up? And of course, we'll take all the other calls and why you love your life shortly after 7. And we're about 4 minutes away from giving you a key to win groceries from Hy-Vee for the entire summer.
Here's what's trending on Mix.
Target is recalling close to 5 million candles. Uh-oh, I'm pretty sure we've all bought a candle from Target.
Yep.
5 million candles that could crack while burning and pose risk of injury. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the items could break and could cut or burn users. The retail giant fielded over 100 reports of the candles cracking during use. There were 6 reports of injuries, so it's the threshold glass jar candles in various scents and sizes that were sold beginning back in August of 2019.
Oh, no.
So is that from 2019 till now?
I guess.
That's a lot of threshold glass jar candles from Target.
And just think about how many women go to Target daily.
Mm-hmm. You said women. You know you go there yourself.
I do.
You know you have candles all over. You like to set the mood, even if it's just for you.
Hey, I'm home.
A SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center yesterday afternoon with a live crew. This is a big deal because 4 passengers, including 3 paying customers, are on the Falcon 9 rocket. So it's the first official, I guess, commercial flight where they're not astronauts. They're not, you know, they just said, hey, I have a lot of money. I'm going to be on this flight. And they're actually going up into space. They're making history as a stem cell researcher becomes the first woman from Saudi Arabia to travel to space.
I still wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either. What happened to Lance Bass? Wasn't he going to be one of the first people to fly into space?
He was one of the first 5 to sign up, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he never did it, I don't think. Mm-mm. Maybe he finally matured. It took so long, he was like, yeah, that's not a great idea.
No.
Instagram is set to launch a text-based app this summer that could compete with Twitter. That's according to Bloomberg, which said the company has been secretly working with celebrities and influencers to test the new app. That just sounds boring to me. Nobody wants a text-based app.
No.
Speaking of social media, a marketing company called Ubiquitous is going to pay 3 people $1,000 each to go on a 10-hour TikTok binge. Rocket, I feel like we could do this
daily.
We do it for free anyways.
Yes.
You can apply at ubiquitousinfluence.com. They're looking for someone who's over 18, already familiar with TikTok, and has an eye for trends. And the deadline is to apply is May 31st. Let's do it. Extra $1,000. Why not? We do it anyways.
Yep.
That's what's trending on Mix.
It's Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
KMXV is Kansas City.
Hi, ma'am. Paper or plastic?
Call now for a key that could unlock a fridge full of groceries. It's the summer hookup. Thanks to Hy-Vee and us.
All right, so the kids are out of school now. Think about this.
Some of them. We still have 2 more days in our district.
Okay, but think about when their kids are home and you have a packed refrigerator, how fast the food goes. Or, you know, think about it being full, but you're not having to pay for any groceries.
Yeah, maybe it's not even your kids. Maybe it's you just sitting there eating your feelings. Either way.
And we talked about now the new crisis. People are going to continue to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So we teamed up with our team, with our friends at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, and we have this fridge, and we want to give you a key that could unlock the fridge, and you would win these groceries, which is, I mean, think about it. There's still graduation parties trickling in, Memorial Day, 4th of July.
So much. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, this is Michael.
Michael, how are you, buddy?
I am doing excellent.
Michael, how many people are in your family, bud?
4.
So you go through a lot of groceries, right?
You got that right.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to give you a key, Michael.
Yeah. So we're all going to get together here in June at Hy-Vee, and you will actually get to put that key in the lock and see if it unlocks it. And if it does, you win the groceries.
Right on.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate it. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
Well, good, man. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to put you on hold and come back and get all your info. Once again, we'll do this a few times today, win this key. Guys, the value of this is amazing.
Yeah, and we'll do it again with Steve Serrano at noon and then with Dave O at 5.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, why do you love your life? And did you cry when somebody graduated this past weekend or possibly this weekend? Good morning, Casey. That is your cue to call in and talk to us. 816-476-7093, the same number to the text line. And we talked to a lot of you on Friday about your kids' graduation. How did that go? At what point in graduation did you cry? Or are you excited for your kids to be graduating this weekend? 816-476-7093. I for sure thought that Teresa would be the one that would cry right off the bat, but you didn't cry at all.
I have so many people. I was just out in our little kitchen area talking to other coworkers, and they were like, well, you didn't cry? I don't know why. Maybe I'm just stressed. Like, I've just been working so hard for this moment. I was just happy to get there. Although this morning when we talked about it, I kind of let it out a little bit.
You did.
Yeah. It was a stressful weekend, but it was a good stress. I'm very excited that Christian graduated.
So why do you love your life, Casey? 816-476-7093. The graduating part is just an example. If you have something else that happened to you over the weekend, we'd love to hear from you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this, and why do you love your life? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Why do I love my life?
Yes.
I love my motorcycle. I love my woman. I love my daughter. I didn't think I'd be on the radio this morning.
But you are.
Man, are you for real? This is you?
You turn your radio down, man. You need to turn your radio down.
Okay. There you go. I got it.
And yes, it is for real. It is us.
What's your name?
Awesome. I've always wanted to cruise.
Oh, what a cool name,
man. Love that name.
So let's start with the obvious first. Tell us about your daughter.
My daughter's name is Vanna. She's almost three, and she's a handful.
Okay. Now, once again, buddy, you need to turn your radio down.
Just listen to your phone.
Okay, I got it.
There you go.
All right, next question. Tell us about your lady.
Oh, man, she's so beautiful. She makes me happy every day. I'm a crazy guy, and she just keeps me calm every day.
What's her name?
Italian.
All right, love
you
the name.
You sound so happy.
You are. And now the main question. Tell us about this motorcycle you have.
Oh man, ooh, I'd be lost in the wind, knees in the breeze. I am lost. I love it.
He was so emotional about his daughter and his girl, but he got really emotional about the motorcycle.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Cruz, you be safe out there, man. There you go.
Beautiful day. I'm loving the beautiful weather.
It is going to be a good day for riding.
All right, later on, Cruz.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
He was super excited to be on the radio, wasn't he? Good morning, Mix. Who's this, and why do you love your life?
This is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. I love my life because four of my nieces graduated high school this weekend, and high school and college.
Oh, my goodness.
One of my nieces graduated high school on Wednesday, and then turned around and graduated college on Thursday. And then one of my nieces graduated to college on Thursday with my other niece.
Did you go to all of them?
I did not get to go to my nieces that graduated high school Wednesday and then college on Thursday.
Very excited for you and your family. Thank you so much for sharing, hon. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why do you love your life?
Hi, this is Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
I love it because on Friday, I got to go on field for my sister's graduation and take pictures.
That's fun.
Where did your sister graduate from?
Van Horn High School in Independence, Missouri.
So you're so proud of her?
Yeah.
What's your sister's name?
Her name's Allie.
Oh, what a beautiful name. And your name is?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, what's the secret of two sisters actually getting along?
They don't.
Hey, at least you're honest.
Thank you, honey. Thanks for calling.
That was my mom.
That was your mom. Okay. You have a great day, honey.
You too.
You hear her laugh. They don't. 816-476-7093. Tell us why do you love your life?
On the text line, Emily says, I teach fourth grade at a private school with one classroom for each grade, K-8. I went to our eighth grade graduation last week. The student speakers did a beautiful speech about how much they loved our school and realized how much every one of us loved them. Even though I wasn't their teacher, I cried through the whole thing because of how sweet and emotional they were. Aw. Tina says, I just started last week my new job at the most fabulous company I could ever work for. We've got one here that says, I'm a teacher, and while I absolutely love my job, I'm so glad it is our last week of school. I get to stay home with my own babies this summer, and I cannot be more excited.
That's awesome for the teachers. I think, because I know they were sad. That's what they do. That's why they love teaching these kids. But then again, they got to be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's time for mom to take a break. Let's take a quick call. Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Who's this?
This is Dallas.
Dallas, why do you love your life?
Well, I was calling for the graduation part of it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
My baby sister graduated yesterday. Congratulations, class of 2023 of Smithville High. And I did not cry until they mentioned the passing of our coach, Wolford. So I just want to say to all of our Warriors that we love you, Coach Wolford, and we miss you, and thanks for celebrating graduation with us.
Oh, that's a beautiful thought. Thank you so much for sharing with us, okay?
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Keep your texts coming in. We'll be reading these and taking more calls after 8 o'clock. 816-476-7093. When we come back.
We just can't make this up. The best end-of-the-year speech from a student ever.
Yes, you're in your car, maybe your kids, and your little kid in the backseat goes, Mom, are they singing about the Waffle House?
Yes, they are.
Yes, the Jonas Brothers sing about the Waffle House. Hey, you know, I saw something streaming this weekend about Waffle House. Did you know that they stay open during big storms and stuff around the country? Like when a hurricane?
I know they've been shelters for places, I didn't know that.
They would stay open and like everything would shut down. But that's how you know how bad a hurricane could be.
If they closed
the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Going, wow. All right, we've been asking you this morning. Please keep your texts coming in. Why do you love your life today? Were you able to have a great weekend with somebody graduating? Or are you a teacher? We'll be taking these all morning long. You can text in right now, 816-476-7093.
Vicky on the text line says, I love my life because I finally found the courage to start my business. Big Mama Cleaning Services, and show my kids to follow their dreams no matter what.
I love that. All right, we have Things You Can't Make Up coming up in 3 minutes.
Yeah, the best end of the year speech ever from a student. You're going to love it. And a bird that has a very strange skill.
It's going to be a nice day today. High of 80. Good morning, Kansas City.
Ready for your daily dose of weird, oddball, or bizarre?
Yes.
We just can't make this up on Mix 93.3.
There's another robot mower on the way that uses AI technology to mow your lawn. In straight lines, without wires, it can learn anything you want to teach it about boundaries and schedules. Sign me up, please.
Okay, this AI thing is getting a little out of hand now.
Yeah, but if it's going to mow my yard, I'm into it.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
But when they first came out, it didn't do, it wasn't perfect, but it worked.
Yeah, that's why I guess this one is learning and growing. Mm-hmm. There's a little kid who celebrated the end of his first grade by launching into an epic pro wrestling inspired rant. This should get your day going.
His daddy got to be proud on that one right there.
First grade is in the books, baby.
Hell yeah.
Here's someone's pet cockatiel who actually has some pretty mad beatboxing skills.
Okay.
Now we need to mix the bird with the kid.
Yes.
Hell yeah. First grade is in the books.
Well, you can tell, like, you know, everybody's graduating and everything, but with the weather and everything, every day now, the birds, even on the weekends, wake up so early.
They really are loud, and I have a lot of them in my, and they're just having so much fun. Like, they just walk across or hop across my patio, and it drives my dogs insane.
So this weekend, I'm laying in bed, and I have tinted windows. Mm-hmm. And so this bird came up on my ledge, like, right by, I keep the window right there. My bed is right there. And I'm up high up in the air. The birds are there. And he's talking and pecking himself because he thinks it's another bird.
Uh-huh.
Literally, it took me. I'm like, I had to finally get up out of bed and go and shoo the bird off because he was like talking to himself, but looking at his reflection.
And he has no idea he's looking at you. It's like one of those police rooms where you're looking through, watching him be interrogated.
Yes.
Let's end with our fun fact of the day. I did not know this. Dolphins can put one side of the brain to sleep as they swim while the other side remains alert. Do you know how great that would be for people whose brain never shuts down? If you could let me just turn off this side of my brain today and just keep going on with my day.
That's actually pretty cool.
We just can't make this up. It's brought to you by The Maids. Spring cleaning is made easy with The Maids. Their trained professionals will have your home spotless in no time. So reach out today. It's 1-800-THE-MAIDS or go to maids.com.
All right, Casey, thank you so much for waking up with the Rocket and Teresa Show. We're going to come right back and we're going to find out what's trending.
Yeah, we have a new American Idol winner. We have a new drummer for the Foo Fighters and the first commercial space flight.
That's Pink. And what a great song to start a Monday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love Pink.
What it reminds me of, Tracy, when they're singing at the end, I think about this past weekend on social media where you see these kids throwing their hats and graduating. It just seems like a big ceremony, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does seem like something that we would have played at graduation.
So we'll be taking your calls after 8 o'clock. You know, why do you love your life? Did you cry when people graduated? I was talking to Tracy earlier, and I thought you'd be the first one to be bawling all weekend.
I thought I would, too. I took a whole bunch of tissue, but for some reason, I just didn't. I was just more excited, and I started to tear up a little bit, and then I just kind of got into it. Although, with this morning, it's like it had been sitting there, and then the floodgates opened, and I cried for about, what, 2 seconds? 2 seconds.
You caught yourself very well. But I will say this, and I'm not picking on Teresa. I never would.
Yes, you would.
She lost a fight with the sun over the weekend.
Oh, like not my sun. We're talking about the sun, like in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was, I'm sunburned in weird places. I have the part on my hair on top of my head is sunburned. Yeah. I don't know why, Rocket, if I'm not near water, if I'm not at a beach or on a lake or a pool, I don't think about sunscreen. We were sitting in the bleachers in the sun for 2 hours right there. You'd think that I would have put it all over my face and my arms. No. And all the kids, oh my gosh, Rocket, all the kids. At all the parties had this weird suntan or sunburn with their graduation caps. So they all had like white foreheads and then the rest of their faces were bright red.
I know that exact look. Oh, jeez.
Here's what's trending on Mix. Oh.
After a 3-hour American Idol finale last night, we do have a new season 21 winner.
The winner of American Idol 2023. Is Ian Tongue.
Everything will be just fine as long as you stay by my side.
Rockin' and I both agree. We kind of checked out on American Idol years ago.
I mean, so long ago.
I quit watching it before it even went off of Fox the first time and then came back to ABC. However, this guy, he has really caught the attention and the hearts of America. He's just got, you know, he's from Hawaii. He's only 18 years old. He just has a sweet story. He lost his dad before he auditioned, and he just gets very emotional. He was using his dad's guitar. He's just really caught everyone's attention, and I'm not surprised that he won, and he's very talented.
Did you say that he even sang, oh gosh, what's that guy's name?
You're thinking Somewhere Over the Rainbow. You know, I didn't see every episode. He did sing the Lava Song, which is from, it's the little cartoon that's right before they show Moana. It's a very Hawaiian song. It's really sweet.
He's definitely going to be a rock star in Hawaii back home.
Yeah, he's going to be great. If you are still into all of these singing competitions, reminder that The Voice finale, part one of two, is tonight on NBC. That's at 7 o'clock. The Foo Fighters have announced their new drummer to take over for the late Taylor Hawkins, who passed away in 2022. Josh Fries, he is a 50-year-old music veteran who's been playing professionally since he was 12. He's played with the Vandals since 1989. He has played with Devo, Guns N' Roses, Nine Inch Nails, The Replacement, Sting, Weezer, Paramore. I mean, he's a big studio musician, I guess, so he's probably on a lot of people's albums. You just don't know that it's him. Very talented. The Foo Fighters had fun, too, with the announcement. They did a live stream, and they kept having all these other famous drummers knock on the door and come in the room, like, here comes Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, and here comes the Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer, and they were trying to trick you, and then they announced who it was. It is now the 21st day of the Writers Guild of America strike, and it doesn't look like there's any end in sight. A SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center yesterday afternoon with a live crew, and this is a big deal because it's the first commercial flight. There's four passengers, including three paying passengers who just have the money, and they were like, hey, let's go to space. So they did. And this mission will make history. There's a stem cell researcher who is the first woman from Saudi Arabia to travel to space.
Either way, good for them, not for me.
Now, Rocket, let's just pretend like you have unlimited money. It's not an option. Like, who cares? You have enough money. You can do whatever you want. That's not an issue. You still wouldn't go to space?
Not a chance.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't agree.
You know, I told you.
I said I'm with you. I don't agree. No. None of those words are correct.
No. I'm the biggest wimp in the world, and Kansas City knows it. And I tell myself about, like, roller coasters or crazy things, and I tell this to my crazy brain people. I say, I'm not going to die like this.
You know, I love roller coasters and they don't scare me at all. I will ride anything, but it is weird how much faith I'm putting in just a machine that has nuts and bolts and all sorts of things that could go wrong.
Especially like a state fair.
I know. And finally, the latest installment of the Fast and Furious franchise is this week's number one movie. Fast 10 earned $67.5 million in its first weekend of release.
I read a lot of reviews on this movie. Look, the last one was kind of dumb, too. I mean, the car went to space, okay? It was like an old Fiero.
Seriously.
That was dumb. And then the new one, they said that, what's your boyfriend's name?
Jason Momoa.
They said that he made it a little better because it's kind of like, he stands out like a superhero.
Yeah, he does.
It was kind of a clash, I think, between it. But if it wasn't for him, once again, they're just printing these movies out.
Yeah, I feel like at this point, we know that none of the things they're actually doing in this movie could happen in real life.
Right.
You can't really shoot your car from one cliff to another from a little cable or like shoot your car through a building in Dubai. But hey, whatever.
They
it's
have
fun
a fan
to watch.
Base, yeah. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, don't forget, you still have time to get a song in for Tara's Top of the Hour. Who is your favorite American Idol? We just talked about the kid from Hawaii. How old is he? 18?
18.
So there's been a bunch. Who's your favorite? 816-476-7093. Text your answer now. If we pick you, we'll give you a gift card to Trezzo next.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.
Tara's Top of the Hour song. We're talking about your favorite American Idol. And then, you know, of course, we picked Kelly Clarkson. Was a random pick. And somebody gets a gift card to Trezzo, Denise. But it's so weird because you were naming off all these other artists that were on American Idol the past 21 seasons.
Well, when you consider that it has been 21 seasons, I mean, you think we would have 21 amazing artists, but there haven't been that many that, you know, really went far.
Right.
But Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, obviously. But I forget about, like, the Phillip Phillips. You know, maybe they only had one or two hit songs, but they were still great. I love Home. Daughtry didn't actually win, but I love Daughtry's music.
He had a great
David Cook,
tour.
Of course.
Yes.
We love David Cook, our local American Idol, and he's coming back for Big Slick the first weekend in June.
I remember when David Cook was on American Idol, I was actually at Power and Light with him, and he came into our studio, and then my family members I've never even heard of in forever, they're like, dude, you're on Fox.
I know,
you're...
and I was so mad because I was supposed to go with you that
yes.
day, and I can't remember what happened, but I couldn't go, and then I saw you on TV, and I was like, damn it. That happens all. I got Teresa.
Yes.
Same thing with the Newlyweds. When Nick and Jessica came to town, for some reason, you did the thing at Dillard's, and I didn't get to be a part of it. And I was like, "He's on TV
again!" But it was so cool with David Cook because that was the highlight of Kansas City, and it had that same vibe we have. Like whenever we go to a playoff game or like the Hall of Fame, the whole city embraced David Cook, and he's going to be a Big Slick again, right?
Yeah, I just said that.
Yes,
did you forget
I did.
Already?
I forgot. I forgot the name of what it was going to be. All right, so here's the deal. I know a lot of you, you know, had a great weekend with graduations. Teresa's son, congratulations. Christian graduated.
Thank you.
So up next, we're going to do our typical why do you love your life? But I want to know, did you cry at graduations? And what was that point? Look, if you cried, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So up next, your calls, your text. Why do you love your life?
Oh, my God. So good.
Man, it's going to be a beautiful day, KC. Sun is shining. It's going to be about 80 degrees today, 79 to 80. Get out and enjoy your day. So I hope you had a wonderful weekend and your loved ones graduated, whether it be, you know, your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew. How excited were you? Tell me why you love your life and at what point did you tear up and reality hits? It seems like we go through life. Right, raising your kids, getting into school, all this. Then you focus on high school. And then when high school is done, you know they're going to keep going on and do better things. But that moment is an emotional moment when your kid walks across that stage.
I think it's because it's the one you work for the longest. You know, you start, it's like 13 years of school that you're focusing on this kid. And so when they finally cross that finish line, like it's a lifetime.
Yes. So what else or anything else that happened to you over the weekend? Why you love your life? This is where we want to hear from you. If you have kids in the car, we'd love to have kids on the show. 816-476-7093. You can call. And Teresa is manning the text line since Tara's got some vacation time. 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, this is Don.
Don, why do you love your life?
We just had our first daughter born this weekend.
Oh,
congratulations! What's her name?
May Yvette.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
So, Her first name is my wife's grandma's middle name, and her middle name is my grandma's first name.
Oh, I love that. And how's your wife?
She's doing well. She's currently relaxing at home while I'm getting us some donuts.
Aww, there you go. Hey, listen, real quick, I want you to talk to your daughter about life, you know, welcome her to this world. And we're going to make sure we record this, and yeah, we're going to send it to you,
it'll,
okay?
It'll go up on our podcast, yeah.
Are you ready?
Sure thing.
Talk to your daughter, man.
Well, welcome to the world, May. Hope you're going to enjoy everything. It is a wild place, and I'll make sure it is full of jokes, laughter, and love the entire way.
I'm not crying, should
I? No, I'm not either. Allergies. Told you I've had allergies for the last month. Thank you, buddy.
Congratulations.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Are you there?
What's your name? Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Why do you love your life?
Because she makes good dinner.
Are you talking about your mom?
Are you talking about me? Yeah.
What's your favorite dinner?
Awesome.
Eggs.
They're great dinner. Thank you, sweetie. Have a great day. Good morning, Mix. Who's this and why do you love your life?
I love my life because I have field day today.
Oh. Field day is the best. What's your favorite part of field day?
Probably the parachute.
Fine. Everybody, we just talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I never got to do that when I was little.
Never did?
No, I missed out.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great day.
I will.
Later, man. Let's go here. Which line is it? Right. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
My name is Zuri.
Hey, how are you today?
Good.
Why do you love your life?
I love my life because I have two amazing book sisters and a little brother.
Wow. Oh, you love your siblings. That's great.
What's your name again?
Zuri.
You have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's sweet.
I know.
Good morning. My sons never would have called into a radio station and said, I love my brother.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Luna.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Why do you love your life?
Because I love my family.
You love your family?
Yeah.
Aw.
Aw. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Say, have a great day, Kansas City.
Okay.
Say it.
Have a good day, Kansas City.
It's Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
Taylor Swift. Teresa, did you see that story over the weekend? The dad who spent $21,000 on tickets for his daughter and her friends to go see Taylor Swift. He ordered them earlier and they didn't come in. They didn't make it. So he had to go buy other tickets to get in through a third party. $21,000 for four tickets for his daughter. And he also went ahead and spent money on a limousine, a big one of those big like Cadillacs for his daughter and her friends to go. $21,000.
When it was all done, did he go, I hope you had a good time, honey, because now you're not going to college?
I mean, just wondering, it's like, how do you do that? I mean, let me put it this way. I spoil my kid like crazy.
Yeah.
I do.
But you don't just have $21,000 to
just
throw away.
Not for a concert.
No, not for anything.
No. All right, so coming up in 3.5 minutes, you were talking about something new we're going to do here in 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, we can't give you $21,000, but hey, we could give you $200 instantly. How great would that be? We're kicking off something. It's Mix 93.3's Wheel of Fortune powered by the Kansas Lottery, where we're going to play a little game, give you some clues, and if you guess correctly, you win.
All right, we play next.
Justin Bieber, it's Mix 93.3's Wheel of Fortune, presented by the Kansas Lottery.
All right, that is your cue to call in right now, 816-476-7093. Here's what we're going to do.
I'm going to read you a clue, and you can try and guess who the mixed artist is. We're going to do this three times a day at 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. If you guess correctly, you'll instantly win $200 cash. If you don't, you still get $30 in Kansas Lottery's Wheel of Fortune instant scratch tickets just for playing.
I love the Wheel of Fortune. Remember that time we all went to Vegas? We all won on Wheel of Fortune.
You know, it is actually my favorite game to play at the casino.
You're very lucky.
I've won, too.
Yes. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Beth.
Hey, Beth, are you ready for your clue?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Today's clue is, I'm a girl.
Who's the R? Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, and it's a mixed artist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Pink.
That is incorrect. But you get $30 in Kansas Lottery's Wheel of Fortune instant scratch tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
And you'll have more chances at 8, 11. Well, this was 8. We'll do it at 11. Shut up, Teresa. We'll do it again at 11 and at 4. And then tomorrow morning around this time, we will give you another clue.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, how was your weekend?
It was great. It was great. What about you?
The same. Well, I've been under the weather. So I stayed home and just was visiting graduation with Christian through Teresa's post.
Yeah, I was posting tons of video. I'll bet people on my social media are just over it. Like, we get it. Your son's graduating.
You did it, Teresa. Hey, thank you. I'm going to put you on hold real quick so we can get you all your winning info, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You bet. Have a great day. All right, let's take a short break. When we come back,
we have good feelings. The little kid who doesn't like to be rushed in the morning when he's getting ready, and the best end of the year speech from a student ever.
It's Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3. Here to inject some positivity into your morning, it's Good Feelings with Teresa.
There is a sweet little six-year-old that's gone viral just because he does not like to be rushed in the morning, Rocket. His mom shared a video of him just sitting quietly at his little child-sized table. He's wearing a little polo shirt and the collar's kind of flipped up, and he's just sipping tea from a coffee mug and reading his chapter book. He totally looks like a grown-up who would just be sitting there reading the paper and drinking coffee. Except he's just sitting there. He's reading his little chapter
book.
Taking his
time.
You can tell he's been watching his parents because the way he sips on the little coffee mug. His mom said that he does not like to be rushed and that he eats his cereal first. And then he likes to just sit quietly and just have some alone time all before 6:30 in the morning.
Sounds like a grown-up at a coffee shop, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's really cute. And this kid celebrated the end of first grade with an epic pro wrestling-inspired rant. That's the best.
That is really cool, actually.
It's Rocket and Teresa.
You guys crack me up. You guys are awesome.
On Mix 93.3.
Jonas Brothers, Waffle House. Good morning, Casey. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. It's nice outside. They say it's going to be 80. I was talking to some coworkers out in the hallway. They said it's like really nice and cool outside right now.
Perfect. Yeah,
I love this kind of weather. How are you holding up with your sunburn?
I feel better now. This morning when we first came in, I was really hurting because I felt kind of like I had a hangover just because we had graduation and we had parties and we were in the sun all weekend and I just don't handle it well. I had a headache. But then I came in and I saw your lovely face, Rocket, and I was like, no, I feel so much better.
Well, I'm glad and I'm happy for you. Once again, all of you parents out there or relatives who had somebody graduating, whether it be a young lady, a young man, congratulations on everybody that graduated. All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next, but
just a reminder, he'll have your next clue.
Oh, yes.
If you missed it this morning, we started off something really fun where we're doing our Mix 93.3 Wheel of Fortune brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. And so what you do is we give a clue at 8, 11, and 4, and you're trying to guess the Mix 93.3 artist. And if you guess it correctly, you instantly win $200 cash.
But you automatically get tickets for the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, no matter what, just for playing and guessing, you're going to get $30 worth of Kansas Lottery Wheel of Fortune tickets.
I still remember the one time we were broadcasting in Vegas a few years ago. Our entire show was winning on Wheel of Fortune. Remember those same two machines?
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was great.
Actually, I think everyone did it, and then you were like, well, I'm going to try, and then I feel like you went out to that actual machine and like didn't win on that one.
I think I was the only one that didn't win on that one, yeah. All right, Steve is coming up next, but before we leave,
we always do this, our out-of-context quote of the day. It's been sucked up in my body all weekend. What's been sucked up in my body all weekend?
The tears.
That's what you say. Can't prove it.
Nope. All right, Casey, we're getting out of here. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.